absolutely over the moon. It's a great achievement, and to be in the top five restaurants in the country is huge. It's a testament to all the staff that we have, led by my general manager Claudine, head chef Rafi, and indeed it's a team effort. But to get this, it's just phenomenal. And you know, we're up there with the best, and it proves obviously that what we're doing is right. And I suppose obviously I'd like to thank all my customers and staff and everyone who supported us over the years. And we're still in shock, but we're totally amazed by it. And we're going to keep driving it forward.
And Anthony, while this is a major accolade, I'm sure it comes against the backdrop of quite challenging times. We know that the government raised the VAT rate for the hospitality sector to 13.5%. It is such a positive thing to happen against what has been, I'm sure, quite a struggle for you and other hospitality businesses in Sligo.
Look, it has, and I suppose running any business is a struggle. All you can do is, and especially what we do in Annabon, we put on a show. Every evening, we use the finest ingredients, we use the finest, freshest food. 100%, the government haven't played ball. They've made it very difficult for any small business, and especially in rural Ireland, it's very difficult to run a business. But I suppose, you know, you take the blows, you take the knocks, and obviously then you take these achievements. And as I said earlier, like to get this, it's just phenomenal. But it's down to hard work and dedication. And making sure that everything is perfect. And as I said, the minute somebody walks in the door of Alabon, the minute they put the foot in the door, we put on an amazing show and we make sure that everything is perfect for them. And I suppose what has happened here is we've been recognised for it. But it's not just that, being recognised as a business, but being recognised for Sligo. It has really put Sligo on the culinary map. And indeed, that's what I've tried to do over the last number of years, is try to put Sligo on the world stage for its amazing produce and food. And, you know, the government can come and knock us, but by Jesus, we'll get back up.
And it's quite a timely accolade too, as we're heading into what will undoubtedly be a busy tourism season. And with this accolade, as you say, it puts Sligo firmly on the map for this summer season.
It does. And like, we have unbelievable restaurants. It's not like, okay, we've won an award for Alabon, which is amazing, but we have beautiful restaurants right throughout this county. And you know, we should be very proud of that. And we have unbelievable producers in this county. You know, we get our beef from just up the road, and we have the finest, freshest fish. You know, Sligo has everything going for it. And I really hope that we see the tourists coming. Yes, there is challenges that we all face. But I suppose all we can do is put the right foot forward and get on with it and just try our best. And hopefully we'll have a great season. And I hope Sligo has a great season, because you know what? You couldn't be in a better county or a better place to live. And especially for its food, it's just phenomenal. And there's huge things to come for food over the next few months. There's going to be different things announced, which I'm involved with. And I'm really looking forward to showcasing Sligo to everyone.